The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you've had a good start and or middle of your day depending on where you are in the world. Oh, not a lot happened yesterday in the markets, did they? It didn't really produce that much of a spectacle, which was all right. I mean, look, I went through my scan as I do each morning, and I basically didn't find too much that was of any interest. And the day continued to play out that way. Relatively, we did see the market come off a little bit. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, Bitcoin did come off a little. It is down 1.74%. It broke the low of that little bearish candle that was there yesterday on the daily, and it did move lower. It's struggling to hold those lows. And as it stands right now, there's not too much more clarity in the situation than that, to be absolutely honest with you. But yesterday was a very, very, very slow day. Now, who knows what the future brings? We might consolidate for a while. We might go back into a period. You remember how we were sort of sitting around that when we were up around 6,000, which seems like a very long time ago now, but it wasn't. It was only a couple of months ago, even a month ago. You know, even right into the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th of November, we were still holding up in that range between 6,100 and 6,800. Now, after that, so what actually happened there is we were deep through a bit of a bearish period. There'd been a move down, then a shot back up and a move down. Then we just consolidated for a very long time with very little volume going on. Sorry, very little volatility. There was hardly any movement. Now, we do still have a bit of movement available for us at the moment, but again, it has diminished a significant amount. It's eased up quite a bit, and the market's not doing a great deal right now. And it's witnessed by across the top 10 as I'll walk you through now, taking you and telling you what I see basically. Obviously, Bitcoin, there's not a great deal that I'm seeing there at this stage. We do have it back in the cradle zone on the 4 hour, but you know, nothing really of that much interest. Ethereum is down 1.96%, so just down a little bit more than Bitcoin. Again, very still for how the markets have been playing out over the last few weeks or couple of months or the last month, really. And that's not a bad thing once again. We're still divergent there on that daily. We're also looking at Ethereum. We're in that cradle zone. It looks quite nice, actually, on the 4 hour and 2 hour. It doesn't look too bad. But again, you know, there's not a huge amount going on. We did see a decent move on Bitcoin Cash, 3.68%, which I must admit is still small for Bitcoin Cash at the moment since it has been getting absolutely slaughtered. Pushed through to new all time, but it pushed through to new lows yesterday, currently down 3.68%. The trend of selling on EOS continued, down 3.2%. Now, there was a really nice trend on EOS. It did pull back, and on the 16-hour time frame, there was also a nice little cradle. Now, I did not take that. I chose not to take a trade yesterday because I just didn't like the way that the rest of the market was playing out. I think I described that. I think it was either in market view or maybe it was here as well. But the rest of the market, I'm waiting for a bit of that certainty, a bit of clarity around what's going on. And I just don't really have it at this stage. I'm happy to sort of sit out and watch until I get it. It was a good November with that really strong move down. So I'm happy to hold on to what I have and basically wait and see. Cardano is down 1.43%. Again, pretty flat, not a lot going on there. Stellar Loom is also down 3.7%. But again, if I look at the charts, it really isn't telling me too much more right now. It's you know, it is consolidating a little bit between. I mean, there is some support down there about 11 cents at the moment, just holding around those levels and not doing a great deal. NEO also down 3.9%. One of the largest fallers in the market today. I mean, the same thing needs to be said. There's very little there in the way of really beautiful trends. I mean, NEO is probably one of the better ones. It does look quite good on the 2 hour. The 4 hour looks okay. It's not fantastic. It certainly isn't filling me with any joy and excitement. IOTA down 2.8%. Again, pretty sideways. Not a great deal going on. Then we've got Ripple, which is literally, you know, it's sitting at 0.65. down. So if anything, it's really the strongest. It's held up the strongest out of the entire top 10, which seems to be a bit of a trend with Ripple at the moment. It has been holding. It's now back down around that 30 cent mark, somewhere down around where we were before that big boost up. We saw that spike up to that 70-80 cent mark. So Ripple nearly all giving all of that back. Finally, Litecoin as well. It is just doing not a great deal, down 3% right now. A little bit of a nice trend there on the 4 hour, also the 2 hour. But it really is a pretty quiet time in the markets right now. I have to wait and see what comes of it, see if we get any opportunities today. For me personally, I'm just going to be sitting on my hands. Most likely, I'll do my scan in a moment. But for the time being, it's just a matter of waiting to see what comes next as we lead into the Christmas period. Guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast by hitting the subscribe button. I assume that's what you do. And, you know, get yourself on there. Share it with your friends and family if you do like it. And don't forget, you can go ahead and subscribe to our weekly video newsletter. Have a fantastic day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.